You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Wisconsin Democratic senators are pushing a bill to fund the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program facilities. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
As part of a press conference on Wednesday, Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein used the cool temperatures to highlight the importance of keeping the Green Bay and Chippewa Falls facilities open past September 30th, when their funding runs out.
They can do it this week, they can do it next week, they can do it any time in the month of September, and we could pass the bill on the floor in October. It's a cool day out here today. The weather is going to get worse. We need to take care of our veterans today.
This summer, the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee removed the program from Governor Tony Evers' budget. Senator Jeff Smith of Brunswick called closing the facilities cruel.
I couldn't be more disgusted at this moment with the majority party and how they've chosen the tack they've chosen to take when it comes to supporting our veterans.
The VHRP provides critical temporary housing, job training, and support services to military veterans experiencing homelessness. Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay.
If the Bellevue and Chippewa Falls facilities close, we'll lose 41 beds, and that means that dozens of Wisconsin veterans will be at risk of spending the winter on the street, and those veterans will be disproportionately from northern Wisconsin.
Meanwhile, on the Republican side of the aisle, Senator Andre Jacques of DePeer has submitted the Respect Our Wisconsin Veterans Service Act, which includes funding to keep the facilities open, among other provisions. The Associated Press reports that the Wisconsin Senate will not meet on the floor this month. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
A bill that would ban sextortion is making its way through the Wisconsin legislature. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
In these crimes, scammers target teens, often teen boys, pretending they could be a romantic interest. They get the teens to send intimate photos or videos of themselves, and then they turn on them. Sextortionists then blackmail their victims. They say, send us money or we'll release the intimate content. Sometimes they even threaten teens by saying they'll report them to police because they created child pornography. 28 states have sextortion laws on the books, according to the Cyber Civil Rights Initiative. Now lawmakers want Wisconsin to be the 29th. The bill is inspired by Braden Bone. The teenager was targeted in a sextortion plot in March, and he took his own life. His family testified at an emotional Senate committee hearing yesterday. His mom, Brittany Bird.
If Braden in his death can save even one more kid, that makes it a little less heavy.
Many of these scammers are outside the U.S., so finding the perpetrators and holding them accountable is often complicated for law enforcement. But more and more kids are now being targeted. Braden's stepdad, Luke Bird.
In 2021, there were 139 reported cases of financial sextortion targeting minors within the United States. That number has jumped to 36,000 reported victims in 2024. This is per the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children. That's a 26,000% increase in a three-year span.
The bill has already passed the Assembly unanimously. It's expected to get similar support in the full Senate. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
This month, the Wisconsin DOT is reminding drivers to be safe around railroad tracks. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
We have 3,300 miles of active train tracks in Wisconsin with nearly 4,000 rail crossings. State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan says drivers and pedestrians should always expect a train at each rail crossing and make safe choices to avoid track tragedies. It's against state law to drive around lowered gate crossings or crossing closely to an approaching train. Never stop on the tracks and stay behind the painted lines on the road when waiting for a crossing train.
You can find more information on the Wisconsin DOT website. Wisconsin is focusing on technology and the workforce. With more, here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
Governor Tony Evers launched the country's first workforce-focused artificial intelligence, or AI, task force several years ago. The group is ready to help industries adapt while protecting workers. I talked with the state's Department of Workforce Development Secretary Amy Pahacek about it.
First state in the nation, the first task force as it relates to workforce and artificial intelligence. How to be proactive and how we are going to prepare our workforce for what is truly being deemed the fourth industrial revolution. Artificial intelligence is expected to impact virtually every occupation and every industry in the world.
Pahacek says Wisconsin's labor legacy is now guiding the response to AI while keeping its workers at the heart of this fast-moving technology.
After Labor Day weekend, gas prices in Wisconsin are ticking downwards. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices dropped 6.8 cents over the last week for an average of $2.98 on Tuesday.
This is 4.1 cents higher than a month ago and over 17 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. The national average saw the lowest price for Labor Day weekend since 2020, and this caps off the most affordable summer at the pump since 2021, according to Gas Buddy officials. Motorists spent $11.3 billion less on gasoline compared to last year. Officials add that low gas prices aren't going anywhere anytime soon. It's possible the national average could dip to $2.99 a gallon this fall, as long as we avoid major hurricanes or other disruptions.
The price for gas in the Cooley region is roughly in line with what we see statewide, right around $3 per gallon this week. It's back to school week, which means that school buses will be on the road again in the morning and afternoon hours. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers that it's illegal to pass a school bus when its lights are flashing. Amber flashing lights mean that the bus is about to stop and drivers should slow down. Red flashing lights mean that the bus is stopped and drivers are required to stop at least 20 feet away from the bus. The only exception is if the bus is on the opposing side of a divided highway with a center median. Wisconsin is making a push towards on-the-job apprenticeships. With more, here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
New opportunities are being created in fields from healthcare to aviation. And Wisconsin is leading the way in expanding apprenticeships to shape the future. Here's Amy Pahacek, the state's workforce development secretary.
Our apprentices are making a wage not only for their hands-on work experience while they're learning their craft or their trade, but also for their associated time in the classroom. So while they are studying and learning math and other related academic tools to have their profession on their certifications, they are still getting paid, and that is unique.
State officials are also preparing for challenges and opportunities artificial intelligence, or AI, is already presenting to the workforce. Find more information at dwd.wisconsin.gov.
The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. Today in the Cooley region, we'll see mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s. Showers overnight could bring between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, with the possibility of higher amounts in thunderstorms. Tomorrow, highs will top out around 60 degrees, and then the weekend will be mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Another Brewers player injured.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers and Phillies wrapping up their three-game series today in Milwaukee. The Brewers winning last night's game 6-3. Pat Murphy on why Christian Yelich was not in the lineup.
He's got lower back pain. He's talked to the surgeon, whatever. He hasn't been out all year. He played all those games. He's really been super healthy for us and super critical, but it didn't respond well. It's come on a little bit.
NFL. The Packers host the Detroit Lions Sunday at 3:25. Jordan Love on his thoughts about adding defensive end Micah Parsons to the team.
Yeah, I think Micah's he's a smart dude all around. You know, I think he loves ball. He's very intelligent when it comes to football. He has smart questions. He's trying to learn about the offense and our plan for going into a game and things like that. So I think that just shows you where he's at mentally, what he's thinking of outside in the offseason. No, he's definitely a smart guy. So I'm just excited, like I said, see him out there on the field with us.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, just when you thought Taylor Swift was all washed up, she proves us all wrong and breaks records on Spotify yet again. As of last weekend, her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, broke records on the music streaming platform for the most pre-saves on Spotify's countdown page. Holding the previous record was, you guessed it, Taylor Swift for her 2024 album, The Tortured Poets Department. The Life of a Showgirl, Swift's 12th studio album, drops October 3rd. Season 5 of Stranger Things is right around the corner, and the social media teasing for the new season has already started thanks to one of the show's creators. Ross Duffer shared a photo from the editing suite and posted that episode 1 is ready to go. They've added some star power this season as well. Frank Darabont will direct one of the season 5 episodes. The show will be released in 3 increments. Volume 1 drops November 26th, Volume 2 drops on Christmas Day, and the big finale on New Year's Eve. Sounds like a fun way to ring in the new year. As expected, there is a bit of a letdown now that the summer movie season is officially over. That does not, however, mean the fun needs to stop or that there are not great films opening. The only flick opening in wide release is The Conjuring: Last Rites. This is the 4th Conjuring film and 10th overall under the Conjuring umbrella. If you are up for a rewatch leading up to the latest, you can check out all The Conjurings, 3 Annabelle movies, and The Nun 1 and 2. They are not all gems, so check reviews before viewing. The latest installment stars Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga, who reprise their roles as the Warrens, paranormal investigators who decide to take one last case. I'm sure it goes swimmingly. Opening in limited release is a movie I highly recommend called The Threesome, starring Zoe Deutsch. It's a rom-com that's funny, thoughtful, and has a great twist. I saw a screening at the Wisconsin Film Festival at the Barrymore, and the audience absolutely loved it. Big laughs. Let's go to the movies. Here's one of Pete's picks. Darren Aronofsky's Caught Stealing is a fun watch. The film, starring Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, has solid performances and great action, crucial elements to a caper film. Butler plays an ex-baseball star who is down on his luck while fighting a drinking problem. He finds himself in the middle of a dispute between two warring gangster factions. There is a shocking twist halfway through the movie that I did not see coming. If you're looking for some September weekend fun and are in and around the Manitowoc area, or don't mind a road trip, do what you can to check out Sputnik Fest. The Rar West Art Museum puts on this gem of a festival every September. The festival is in honor of a freak accident from 1962 where part of a Russian satellite, Sputnik, crashed on a Manitowoc street, coincidentally, right next to this great museum. There are costume contests, great food, and really fun people. Do yourself a favor and check it out this Saturday, September 6th, starting at noon. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. We'll have highs in the mid-60s. Showers and storms possible tonight, a low around 47. Winds will increase. A breezy day for Friday, partly sunny with a high near 61. We'll be in the low to mid-40s Friday night. Saturday, sunny 63.
It's 48 at our studios.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.